Whether you're an Ardrey Cal Knight or a Crown Point Lion, there is one thing that the schools in Charlotte have in common, a Spirit Rock. It's a giant rock outside on school grounds, decorated by students, their guardians, and the school community. Each time the paint hits that rock, a new story is told. Today on FAQ City, we're going to look at the broader history of these rocks themselves. Hey, welcome to another episode of FAQ City. I'm your host, Alexandra Watts, here to answer any questions you have about the spaces, places, and faces in Charlotte. In this episode, we're talking about rocks. No, that's rock music. We're talking about a rock. No, that's wrestler turned actor Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock. But fun fact, he actually did go to school in Charlotte. But we're talking about rocks. Okay, those are actually stones, but close enough. We're talking about the rocks from this question from an FAQ City listener. What's with the large rocks in front of CMS schools? If you're unfamiliar, these are large rocks outside of Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. They range in size. They can be around the size of a beanbag chair or even larger. And while the rocks themselves are standard, each school decorates theirs differently. Because a rock in Charlotte is like a school billboard in another city or state, one rock at an elementary school could have a birthday announcement, while another rock at a high school could reference an upcoming game. Each rock and each rock's painted decoration has a story. But I wanted to know how these rocks got started. I spoke with Latarja Henry, the chief of staff at CMS Schools, who's seen many rocks during her years with the district.
As early as 1977 is when the person that we were able to kind of connect with said that that was the first time that they could recall seeing the Spirit Rocks. And it really was a strategy to help deter graffiti, right? Because what would happen is kids would get really excited, and especially doing football or athletic rivalries, I guess. And they would draw or do whatever they do on buildings. And this was a way to get them to point that attention to something not on the school. And that's the rock.
Latarja says that some rocks are found near the school and other times they're ordered and put in.
They try to look for rocks. And in some places, if there's a rock on the property, then they will just save the rock for the school for that purpose. But as it turns out, if you're building, we've actually purchased rocks from a rock quarry and have used it as a Spirit Rock for every school.
Now, each school has its own process of rock decoration rotation, but during certain times of the year, rocks tend to follow a theme. For example, during February, you might see more rocks painted pink and red with messages of love for Valentine's Day. And in the last weeks of school, you might see more teacher appreciation.
One of the rocks that always gets my attention is the rock at South Mecklenburg High School. It is absolutely ginormous. And I like it not just because of the size, but there's always so much art on it. Other rocks, there's a rock at Lebanon Road Elementary that always has very sweet messages, appropriate things.
Many birthdays, milestones, school spirit encouragements, and even social statements have graced the extra large stones. Each of these eventually gets painted over by the next work of art, but the messages stay with students forever.
I'm in the marching band at Ardrey Cal, and when we were going over to Indianapolis for our huge Grand National competition, they made like a little surprise for us and painted the rock saying, "Good luck, AK band."
That's Grabe Scholl, a senior at Ardrey Cal, a school we'll talk about more later in the episode. Like many students in the district, Gabe has memories of the rock. But how do you get to decorate the rock in the first place? Brianna Fowler, a junior at North Mecklenburg High School, fills us in.
You have to reserve it through the PTO or the PTA at the school. And to reserve it, you have to pay to use the rock. And most likely, if you're using the rock as a parent or student, it's either to celebrate an achievement, that could be a birthday or a achievement that your son or daughter had, for example, honor roll or A's and B's, or just a shout out to the school.
Both students say elementary school students tend to be more involved in the rock, and both say they have memories from their times as younger students.
Seeing like my name when I was little in elementary school, just painted on the rock, like happy birthday, Gabe is 10 or whatever. That was really great.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I went to Irwin. The rock was such a big deal. It'll be booked up for the next couple of months because so many people want to use the rock. And then their parent and their friends would stay after school so then they could paint the rock and make it special for them and put their handprints and put their names all on the rock with paint.
The rocks are also used sometimes for school rivalry. Gabe says rival schools will take photos with another school's rock during sports games. Much like painting your face or wearing school colors, the rock is part of school spirit. But the rocks hold a deeper meaning to students in schools. And while they are a way to get the school community engaged, they're also used to reflect the community at large. When we come back, we'll see how current events have impacted these rocks and how the rocks have impacted current events. Stay tuned. Hey FAQ City listeners, we've been able to go on so many journeys through Charlotte on this podcast, and you know who made all these episodes possible? You. Your questions are so important to this podcast. If you have a question about the Charlotte area, all you have to do is go to WFAE.org and ask us. While you're there, make sure to follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or wherever you find podcasts so you can find out the answers as soon as the next episode is available. We can't wait to hear your questions. Help us decide where we go next. But for now, let's go back to the show. Welcome back to an episode about the giant spirit rocks, which sounds like the plot of a Pixar film, but isn't. Just yet, at least. We're talking about rocks outside of schools in Charlotte. Each school has its unique rock, and that rock is painted in a variety of ways over time. We have answered some basics about the rock's history, their role in schools, and how they act as billboards for students, guardians, and the school community. But they also are important for the community at large, and the messages aren't just related to football games or birthday announcements. In the summer of 2020, students painted a rock at Ardrey Cal High School in support of Black Lives Matter. Gabe is a student there.
After the protests and the murder of George Floyd in the summer, some kids got together and painted the rock with the names of various people who were murdered by police officers. And it was a really great testament to the Black Lives Matter movement. And it was a really great outpouring of genuine love and empathy for minorities in the Ballantyne community.
But then the rock was vandalized.
The names of people who were killed were crossed out. They were, crossed out in red X's, and the Black Lives Matter symbols were painted over. When I say that school rocks are supposed to be a celebration of culture, unfortunately, they also sometimes reflect dominant narratives and problematic tendencies of power, right? Which is something that we should always be aware of in anything we do.
For those who don't know, Ardrey Cal has been in the news over the past few years for other incidents of racial slurs and bigoted behavior. After the rock was defaced in the summer of 2020, students came together to repaint the rock. But it was more than just the rock paintings that happen every so often at schools. This event really brought people together.
I mean, personally, I was devastated. And not only devastated, but angry. And I think a lot of people at Ardrey Cal and around the community felt the same way. So we got together and repainted the rock. It was a really great symbol, I think, of respect and dignity towards the names that rightfully should have had their place on that rock. So we repainted the rock, each of us putting our hands on the rock and made a huge Black Lives Matter fist on the rock. And I thought that was really great. And a showing of respect that was absolutely needed after the hate that came before it.
Latarja says incidents like this have happened before with rocks, and she says that every rock, no matter in what context, sends and spreads a unique message.
The thing about a rock is that no two rocks are the same. Every rock will be different because every rock is different. And so then you couple that with the opportunity for students, and in some cases staff, to creatively think. I think it provides a wonderful opportunity not to have the same thing replicated in the same way at every school. So there are 175 unique opportunities to communicate and engage using 175 unique rocks.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the rocks have also been used for inspirational messages, especially at elementary schools. Brianna says the rocks during this time have helped students feel connected to a school building they might not be going to in person.
It's a super cool and fun way to get the kids involved and to do something creative for the kids. Especially during COVID, this will be an amazing time for our elementary school students to get involved and to do something creative and to get those creative juices flowing and to do something collaborative during this time, something to express the way that they feel towards the school.
And that's one thing that sets the rock apart. School colors and mascots are set in stone and remain usually for generations. And while they're ways to express excitement, students don't necessarily get a say in what the school colors are or whether they want a lion or a tiger for a mascot. But with the rock, all students have an equal chance to express their school spirit in their own way, whether it's a birthday, game, or statement on the community at large. Thanks for rocking out with us today, especially with local music provided by Charlotte Rockers Temperance League. And you can hear more about them on WFAE's Amplifier podcast. In between the occasional rock pun, we hope you learned a lot about the spirit rocks in Charlotte schools, and you think of us next time you pass one. If you're traveling around Charlotte and have a question for us about what you're seeing, hit us up on our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. Check out more FAQ City episodes by following us for free on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and give us a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support this podcast even further, make a contribution in any amount to sustain WFAE's journalism today. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care, stay safe, and rock on. I'm Alexandra Watts.